Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the Family Fun Guide, this week with Cody Patterson with the Kentucky State Fair, which runs through this Sunday at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Alan. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, for folks who have never been to the State Fair, tell them why they've been missing out.
Well, I tell you what, Alan, you know, the State Fair is about experience. A lot of people ask me about attendance numbers, they ask me about dollars, and none of that matters. It really is about creating memories, about making experiences, and some of the most exciting things that we've ever done at the State Fair are taking place this year. So it's a great opportunity for a first-timer. We're offering a free concert series every day of the fair. So we got 11 days, 26 bands, all free. So with your paid admission and parking, you come in and you can look forward to a free show that night. And we got folks like Josh Turner, we got the Commodores, we've got some really good acts, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got Bluegrass Village with craft beer, bourbon, cornhole, and more. And we also have Agland, which is the largest exhibit we've ever had at the state, for over an acre of interactive and educational experiences regarding agriculture in Kentucky.
And that, of course, is very family-friendly. It's a great way for the kids to learn all about the farming life.
Absolutely. From when the seed hits the ground, from when dinner hits your table, you get to see all the in-between. So you get to see products, you get to talk with farmers, how they're grown, what the process looks like. We have these beautiful farm machines that are in the exhibit. We have UK, we have Kentucky State University, we have several universities that are here to talk about some of the programs that they have. And, of course, our beloved FFA and 4-H are here in full force to talk to students about opportunities that they have to not only learn about ag, but get hands-on experiences with it as well.
And weather sometimes can be iffy, but an awful lot of the exhibits that you're talking about right there are under the roof.
Absolutely. You know, here at the Exposition Center, we have 1.3 million square feet. And in case people don't know, we're the sixth largest venue of that type in the United States. So we have competitive entries. So if you're into pastries and cakes, I mean, we've got the blue ribbon winners. We have wood carving, homemade wine, quilts, and that's just the competitive entries. We also have a performing arts stage that has a cycle of local talent. We have kids that are cooking off against one another. We also have Pride of the County. So we have representatives from all over the Commonwealth that are here talking about the unique memories that people can make in their areas, not to mention the livestock and the shops in the back. Just yesterday, Alan, I went to the rooster crowing contest, and let me tell you, you do not want to miss that.
That is something unique to the fair, let's just say.
Absolutely.
And you know, what is a fair without some great fair food? I was on your website the other day, and you have a funnel cake burger. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our presenting sponsor, Rally's, is offering the funnel cake fries burger. So you've got this delicious cheeseburger, and then you have funnel cake fries that are stacked on top of it with powdered sugar on a premium bun. So we're really excited about that. And I'll mention three other unique food experiences people can have while they're here. The first one is obviously the donut burger has been a popular hit. Well, this year we've got the Big Clifty Bourbon Glaze donut burger. So we've got Kentucky Proud Country Ham dipped in a bourbon glaze on the donut burger. We also have a vendor called Cheesy Does It, fried macaroni and cheese balls, and also a bacon macaroni and cheese burger, which is also very good. I had one just yesterday. And last but not least, the Dragon's Breath ice cream, which is where you eat the ice cream and it appears as though you're breathing in and out smoke. Really, really popular with the kids. And those are just a few of the unique food experiences you can have here at the Kentucky State Fair.
And on the other end of the spectrum, you can also get your cholesterol and heart rate checked.
Yes, absolutely. And hey, we're proud to partner with our local EMS. We have first aid stations. We have Health Horizons that are here. So this is just a really neat and eclectic place. I mean, you can at least spend half a day. You can spend multiple days here, but at least half a day. And my recommendation, Alan, to people who are trying to plan their visit ahead is get your tickets ahead online on our website or through our app and maybe plan it around one of the free concerts. So you're coming to see Josh Turner. You get here several hours before that. You experience all the exhibits, and then you cap off your night with a free show. And, Alan, for more information, I'd point our guests to kystatefair.org. You can purchase your tickets there, or through our Kentucky State Fair app, which is available through Google Play and the App Store.
All right. Our guest today on the Family Fun Guide has been Cody Patterson with the Kentucky State Fair, which runs through this coming Sunday at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville. And the director's cut of our interview is available at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Cody.
Thank you. Take care, Alan.